This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been a long time since I've actually got to make one of these analogies on the show, so I'm actually really excited about the opportunity to make this analogy. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get back to talking about college basketball. KU, something's going on. This ain't the KU that I grew up with. Rob's, he's even afraid to wear the colors anymore. Rob's talking about how he can't wait to go to senior day so he can boo Hunter Dickinson and KJ Adams. That's the kind of energy that your core fan base has right now. It's not good to be a KU fan. Have you, I guess, ever been in a situation where, let's say, you wanted something really nice, whatever that something really nice is, but then you realize in order to keep and maintain the really nice thing, it's going to cost maybe a little bit more money than you're willing to spend. You know, you want the BMW, but you don't want to pay for those BMW oil changes. You don't want to get the premium gas. You don't want to pay for the car details. You should probably just get a different car if that's the case. I make that analogy because I'm looking right now at the Cincinnati Bengals, and the Cincinnati Bengals, through work of their own, they have built a pretty decent roster with some nice things. Well, now it's time to pay for those things. And they have made the decision to go pay for Joe Burrow, which makes sense. He's one of the five best quarterbacks in the National Football League, Heisman Trophy winner, taking his team to a Super Bowl. I'm not telling you that paying Joe Burrow is a bad thing. But if there's anything that we've learned is having the quarterback is not just enough. Having the house is great. How to furnish the house. Have you heard that saying about being house poor? Have you been to somebody's house and it's just kind of empty in here? Like, you got all this space. You're going to put a couch over there. You're going to buy some plants. Where's all the stuff inside of it? Well, the stuff is the running back. They let Joe Mixon go last year. The stuff is paying and maintaining Ja'Marr Chase. They still haven't signed him to a contract. You could argue right now that Ja'Marr Chase is the best wide receiver in the National Football League. How are we arguing about his salary? It's the price. That's what it is. How much does it cost? The price. That's how much we're willing to pay. You tell us how much it is and we'll take care of it and we'll sign you because we think the world of your talent. That's why you drafted Ja'Marr Chase over Penei Sewell, is to turn into what he's turned into and give yourself the best quarterback and wide receiver duo in the National Football League, the same where they were back at LSU. You then got T. Higgins. T. Higgins has been a dog. He's been great for you. Second round pick out of Clemson. He's been good. Now it's time to pay to maintain those things. You got one of the top pass rushers in Trey Hendrickson. Everybody's asking for money. This is what it costs. If you draft and develop good players, eventually they want off of their rookie contract and they want a salary. So you got to pay it. I don't know what Cincinnati is going to do. They got a lot of things they got to pay for in a short period of time. And the reputation for Cincinnati is they're a little cheap. That's how people around the league feel. Kind of like the Raiders, people feel that same way about the Bengals. You want the nice things, but don't want to pay for the nice things. Maybe you'll pay for Ja'Marr Chase. You probably should pay. But the reports right now is that Ja'Marr Chase wants $40 million a year. He wants quarterback money to keep playing wide receiver for you guys. Why didn't you do this last year? You could have got Ja'Marr Chase for $32 million, maybe even less than that. Now he wants $40 million? And you got to pay it. How much is it going to be to keep T. Higgins around? $25, $27 million in order to keep T. Higgins? You're willing to spend that much of your salary cap on a wide receiver, I guess another wide receiver, two wide receivers, and one quarterback? You're willing to lock up that much of your salary cap? There's never a benefit to waiting in the National Football League. Not when you know. If you know that Joe Burrow is him and you want to keep him, pay him day one that you can do it. It's going to save you money in the long run. Why did Cincinnati let this go on with Ja'Marr Chase? Why? Now he's the best receiver in the league. Arguably, he's either number one or number two behind Justin Jefferson. Two team, however you want to say it. He's not giving you the hometown discount. It costs. T. Higgins, you've already franchise tagged me once. So if you guys want to give me another $27 million guaranteed, I mean, sure. I mean, he'll show up eventually. But this is the last year that you can franchise tag him. They changed in the CBA. You can't tag him for the third time. Cincinnati, they have a lot of Cowboys tendencies to them and how they've mismanaged this salary cap and how they've mismanaged this thing. Now, they did get to the Super Bowl once during their window, so that's certainly not a Cowboys thing to do. But how they've handled the finances of this thing, they've really messed this thing up.
So here's the thing. Ja'Marr Chase, I actually don't think they've messed up T. Higgins because I don't think I would pay T. Higgins. I think walking on T. Higgins is probably the right call. Like, but that's neither here nor there. But here's the thing with Ja'Marr Chase. I don't think they've messed up. Ja'Marr Chase wanted to get paid 3 years into his 5-year contract. Outside of quarterback, because quarterback is a different animal. How many guys do you see get a new deal when they're on year 3 of their rookie deal? The Bengals hadn't even announced they were picking up the 5th-year option on Ja'Marr Chase before Chase said, yeah, I want more money. That's pretty rare. There are a lot of really good players in the NFL. Non-quarterbacks aren't getting extensions 3 years in. Maybe guys on second-round contracts, because that's just the way it works. But first-round contract guys, it's usually after year 4, they pick up the option, and they use the next 24 months to negotiate. I don't think the Bengals screwed that up. I just think Ja'Marr Chase is better than they anticipated. And every time he takes the field, his price goes up. But saying we're not negotiating after year 2 and year 3, I don't think is wrong by the Bengals. I just think the Bengals got screwed by Chase's talent in a weird way.
But you spent a top 5 pick on him. That's maybe where I disagree with you at. You spent a top 5 pick on a wide receiver, and he turned out to be the best case scenario. Ja'Marr Chase was the best wide receiver in college. He then turned out to be the best wide receiver in the NFL. It's not like Ja'Marr Chase caught you off guard by how good he was. You got to pay it.